And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was some good news in the U.S. Senate last week when Republican leaders torpedoed the nomination of one-time Wake County School Superintendent and North Carolina Transportation Secretary Tony Tata to serve as the number three official in the Pentagon. The rejection of Tata, a Fox News commentator and former Army general, came after senators from both parties voiced deep concerns about inflammatory remarks he made in the past, including attacks on Islam, calling President Barack Obama a terrorist leader, and saying that the Iran nuclear deal came about because of Obama's, quote, Islamic roots. Tata's irresponsible online comments come as little surprise. His tenure in Wake County was marred by controversy and poor decisions, and at DOT he still found time to write and promote novels, even as the state was battling numerous transportation challenges. Unfortunately, while the Senate did the right thing in rejecting the nomination, Trump is sidestepping the Senate and slipping Tata into a temporary version of the post. It's yet another sad commentary on the Trump presidency that it's resorting to such tactics for such an unqualified individual. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.